Saints of God, we have been delving deep or probing deep into the life of Jonathan, David, and Mephibosheth. And here we see act of kindness, which is a love language. Act of kindness, the love language that we see expressed so clearly in the scripture. David the king desiring to restore Jonathan's son. And I like what he said in verse 11. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king had commanded thy servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my house as one of the king's sons. David gave Mephibosheth the same right, the same authority, the authority that he knew so well. Bless God, before his father and grandfather died. And verse 12 says, and Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually king's table and was lame on both his feet. He couldn't walk. He was a cripple. Mephibosheth was restored to some kind of royalty because David's heart was kind towards him. Didn't deserve it because his father's father was pursuing David to destroy him. But David had the heart of a king that God could work with. And God gave him all land that pertained to Saul and to all his house. What a restoration. When love takes precedence, recovery becomes the order. When love takes precedence, recovery becomes the order. Hope becomes the order. Peace becomes the order. Joy is restored. Fellowship is restored. Bless the name of Jesus, because love is destined. The love of God is determined to win, is determined to restore, is determined to recover. Bless the name of Jesus. You may be in a place this morning where you feel that with all of your effort, it is gone to waste. Can I assure you this morning, in the eyes of the God we serve, nothing goes to waste. He is always willing to weave the events of our life for his glory and for our good. When you are part of God's tapestry, he is weaving the events of your life for his glory and for your benefit. Love must win. I can't imagine what would be going through Mephibosheth's mind to see the act of kindness that King David would show towards him when other kings would have destroyed and wiped the enemy off the face of the map. David remembered a covenant. And that's a covenant God has made with you and I. The Bible said he never leave us nor forsake us. Word of God says long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What a God, what a love a God, our God shows. The only potentiate, hallelujah, the Almighty God, who sent Jesus Christ, his son, died for our sins, rose from the dead, and looking to come back for his people. Bibles call him the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Here is a typical example of covenant keeping. And the same covenant that God made with us. Bible says when God promises us, he's going to fulfill his promise. He said, never leave us, never forsake us. He said, he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. He says, be of good cheer. Jesus Christ said to himself, I have overcome the world. And we know that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers through Jesus Christ. As I wrap this series on love this morning, bless the name of Jesus. David, a symbol of God's love, expressing kindness towards the son of Saul's son, Jonathan, his good friend. Bless the name of Jesus. Is there somebody today that you can show an act of kindness to? as a result of the love of God. Let me encourage you, find that person who need to experience an act of kindness. Hallelujah, not judgment. Act of kindness and mercy. So you can allow the love of God to be poured upon them as you make yourself conduits of his love. Let me encourage us this morning. Love must win. Hate separates. Hate causes division. But love creates cohesion. Love is the only tool, the only weapon that will conquer evil. And that's what Jesus Christ used on the cross. That's what we must use in our daily living and serving on this earth. May God bless you as we look forward to a new series for this month of December, all about love. God bless you.